这过去这几个月我都没有到教会来，主要就是因为一件小事，我相信我们在场的人恐怕都应该知道这件事。我从来没有想到过，我几乎没有办法再走动了，这个左腿我以为已经废掉了。就是因为什么？
So in the past few months, I was unable to come to church because of something happened, and this was about my feet, right? My leg. Yeah. I thought I was never been able to walk again.
那等到事情发生之后，我才知道这一件事情发生在不少的人身上。
It is only after this happened to me did I realize that many people have had the same experience with their legs.
本来我的左腿就不是正常的，常常啊酸痛。
My left leg wasn't in very good to begin with.
结果在两个多月以前，我发现痛得有点讨厌，所以我就找医生去问他一下。
About 2 months ago, because I was under such a severe pain, then I went to see a doctor.
说你可以不可以跟我打一针，让我可以舒服一点。
And I asked him to do something to my left leg so that I may feel more feel better.
哦，他说这小事一件，他说我现在就可以跟你打。
He said this is not a very big thing, and I will do it for you. So he gave me an injection.
他在我的大腿上打了一针。
So he did that.
两三天之后，我整个的大腿从臀部一直到脚都是黑的。
But after two or three days, my left leg from top to down is all swollen and all became dark.
我觉得我大概这条腿要锯掉，或者人大概要送命。
So I thought I might die from it. Oh my!
后来我问其他的医院，许多医院里的有这个规矩啊，弟兄姊妹，特别是老年人，你们要小心。他讲，任何人、任何医生跟你在血管里头打针，你必须要他签字，说明他已经看过了你的这个血管，绝对不可能有问题。
So I consulted with several hospitals, and I learned that there's such a rule in hospitals that any doctor, if they want to give you an injection, they have to sign a paper saying that they have taken a serious look at your blood vessels, and there won't be any problem if they give you injections.
现在已经差不多快三个月，我的小腿还是黑的。
So it has been almost 3 months since this happened, but I'm not yet fully recovered.
因为这个小腿里的这个血要慢慢慢慢流到一个地方去，不知道什么地方。
Because the blood now in my vessels has to flow to somewhere that I don't know, and so it's still my skin is still dark.
我今天特别就是告诉弟兄姊妹，打针不是一件小事。
So I want to call a brother and sister's attention to the fact that having injection by doctors is not a small thing. It can be very serious.
他像我一样打了这一针， 现在还睡在床上，人事不知。
So somebody, like me, he was still, remain unconscious, after his doctor, gave him a similar, injection.
我要讲的就是，不要随便听医生讲话。
So my point is that, don't just listen to, whatever a doctor, tells you to do.
要特别的慎重。
So be more careful.
我后来去找我的医生，我不是去好像这个惩罚他是什么，他还跟我讲，他说我从来打针都是这样子。
So later I went to see that same doctor who gave me injection, and he said that, I have been doing that, all the time.
所以假如你的医生也是这个样子，你要他签字。
So, if your doctor, proposes to give you, an injection like this, you have to first ask him to sign a paper.
有个大医院的护士跟我讲，他说我们医院里的要求，所有的医生跟人家在血管里的打针的必须要自己签字。
So a nurse, in a hospital, told me that in her hospitals, there's a requirement that all the doctors, who intend to inject something into blood vessels have to first, sign, papers.
所以我还不知道我这个腿什么时候这个才能够不黑的。
So I don't know if my, left leg, can be, when can it be fully recovered.
但是我现在已经可以走路，可以睡觉，不必担心哪一个腿放在哪一个腿上面。
But that said, my, now I can, walk, I can move, as usual.
好了，我们今天不是讲黑腿，今天是要讲保罗。
So today, now let's go back to our topic today, which is Apostle Paul.
我们翻到腓立比书第三章。
Would you please, turn to Philippians chapter 3?
十二节到十四节是我要读的。
Verses 12 to 14, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
这是保罗所说的话。
This is what, Paul said.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣。所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得上帝在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那今天是我第五次跟弟兄姊妹们讲保罗的侍奉。
This is my, fifth sermon, about Paul, the service of Paul.
也是这一系列有关保罗信息的最后的一次。
And this will be the last of, my series of sermons about Apostle Paul.
这并不是讲我们已经讲过了所有关于保罗的信息。
This does not mean that I have exhausted all the messages that can be said about Paul.
在新约圣经里头有一半是保罗的书信。
Half of the New Testament in the Bible is composed of letters by Paul.
所以我们可以讲的关于保罗的信息还很多。
So there are a lot of messages that I can talk, I can speak on Paul.
那些呢我们都可以留到将来有机会再讲。
And we will wait until later when I have opportunities to do so.
那在我准备这几次信息的时候，
When I prepared the past several messages,
我对保罗这个人有了更深的认识。
I gained a deeper understanding of Paul, this person.
也对他格外的钦佩。
And it makes me admire him all the more.
他可以称得起是我们侍奉神的人的一个好榜样。
He may be called a good example for us Christians who serve God.
实在值得我们效法。
He indeed is worthy of our following.
那我们先有点祷告好不好
So let's pray first.
感谢主在保罗的身上给了我们一个侍奉神的人的一个好榜样。
Thank you, Lord, you gave Paul to us so that we can have a model to follow.
圣经似乎在保罗的身上给了我们一个侍奉神的人的一个标准的榜样。
The Bible has set Paul as a standard that for us to follow who serves the Lord.
求主让我们在教会侍奉你的时候。
May you help us when we serve you in church.
心里面总是记得有保罗这么一个人是我们的榜样。
We always strive to meet the standard that Paul has set for us.
我们今天要看的圣经，求主祝福。
May you bless the Bible passages that we are going to study today.
让我们在侍奉你的时间各方面能够不断的记得使徒保罗的形象。
So that whenever we serve you, at whatever time, in whatever place, we can always have Paul in our mind.
他不是一个形象很雄伟的一个人。
In our looks, he is not impressive.
他的样子可以说是相当的猥琐。
He does not have a dignified manner, we may say that.
但是他在神的面前，那个心胸是值得我们每个人效法的。
But his heart, his mind, his whole being before the Lord, are indeed worthy of our emulation.
求主在今天下面的时间深深的祝福我们。
May you bless us and the following time.
让我们今后在侍奉神的事情上不要忘记有一个跟我们同工的人叫做保罗。
Help us to remember that when we serve you,We don't forget that we have a co-worker whose name is Paul.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要谈到这个保罗的事情。
Today we want to talk again about Paul.
就是他在侍奉神的事情上可以说是 极力的奔跑的。
And the particular aspect that we would like to stress today is that in servingGod, we may say he just kept on pressing toward the goal.
刚才我们在腓立比书第三章第十二节那里讲到，他说我乃是极力追求。
So in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, he says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
然后十三节讲到，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
And then in verse 13, he says, there's only one thing that I do, that is forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
所以圣经特别提醒我们，当使徒保罗他在侍奉神的时候，他是尽他的力量来奔走的。
So the Bible here reminds us that when Paul served God, he did all that he can and pressed on with his work.
我们可以借助三件事来证明保罗的奔跑是不遗余力的。
So for the statement I just made, they are three pieces of evidence which may prove that Paul did all that he could to do God's work.
第一件事情就是讲到他在病痛跟艰苦的情况之下绝不懈怠。
The first thing is that under sickness or extreme difficulties, under such circumstances, he still did his best to do God's work.
哥林多后书十二章第七到第十节讲过这么一件事情。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7to 9 7 to 10 7 to 10,
他这样说，他说又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这件事我三次求过主，叫这个刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力伏庇我。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 to 9, to keep me from becoming conceited because of this surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take her away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
因为保罗没有明讲，他这个所谓眼睛上的刺，或者说身体上的一根刺，到底是什么？
Here Paul does not explicitly tell us what this so-called thorn in his eyes.
从历代以来，许许多多人都在猜测，到底保罗的身上的这根刺是什么？
So for ages, many people have been guessing what this song is actually.
我个人觉得这里所谓的一根刺是保罗的眼睛的一个毛病。
Personally, I think that this so-called thorn in his flesh refers to his weakness or eye disease.
我有两个证据在这个地方，一个是在加拉太书第四章。
I have two pieces of evidence to show you. The first one is Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章第十三节到十五节。
Galatians chapter 4, verses 13 to 15.
但是你们知道，我头一次传福音给你们，是因为身体有疾病，你们为我身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我，如同上帝的使者，如同基督耶稣。你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛挖出来给我，也都情愿。这是我可以给你们做见证的。
As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me so that I were as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. What has happened to all your joy? I can testify that if you could have done so,You would have torn out your eyes and given them to me.
那么加拉太书第六章十一节又讲的另外一件事情。
Another passage, which is Galatians, the same book, chapter 6.
他说，请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大呢？
This is chapter 6, verse 11. See what large characters I use as I write to you with my own hand.
所以很可能在保罗身上的这根刺就是因为他到这个海边去蚊虫多这个有这个尿结的这个病所以呢他的眼睛就看东西啊很不清楚。
So, it's most likely that Paul got this disease, eye disease, because he was in the ocean side preaching the gospel and because he was attacked by mosquitoes and got eye disease.
我们从前读哥林多后书十一章的时候保罗列举了他所受到的在侍奉神的事情上的一些苦难。
Once we read Second Corinthians chapter 11, there we see a list of all types of sufferings and difficulties.For Paul.
有人那里讲到各种的苦难，但是保罗并没有因为任何的疾病苦难而消极放弃他的侍奉。
But despite and after all those sufferings, pains, hardships, difficulties, and so on, Paul.Did not give up his faith, did not discontinue his work for God.
我这条腿不能动的时候，那我就在家里的休息。
When I, because of my leg problems, I cannot move, I just stay home and take rest.
看到保罗的那种不顾任何病痛的 那种精神，我实在很佩服。
So when I see Paul's example, I really admire him.
任何的苦难都不能够拦阻保罗不侍奉主。
No sufferings, hardships, or difficulties can prevent Paul from serving the Lord.
那第二件事情就是当保罗遭遇到众人的误解跟毁谤的时候，他也不替你灰心。
The second piece of evidence that I would like to show you is that under any kinds of attacks or insults from people, Paul never gave up.
我们侍奉主的人往往因为人家不能够谅解我们，不能够夸耀我们，所以我们就对侍奉就越来越冷淡。
We who serve the Lord are easily to give up or to lose our heart when we are under attacks or insults from people.
我们侍奉主的时候，盼望弟兄姊妹能够欣赏我对神的这种忠心，这种勤劳。
When I serve the Lord, I hope that our brothers and sisters can appreciate my faithfulness before the Lord.
假如我们在努力侍奉，所从弟兄姊妹那里得着的，都是些反面的批评。
But when we serve the Lord diligently, and we receive only negative criticism from brothers and sisters,
在教会里面，我们往往看到这一类的人，慢慢慢慢就不侍奉了。
Then very often we just slow down our serving the Lord, or even give up our service.
哥林多后书第十章
Second Corinthians chapter 10
第九第十节
verses 9 and 10。
保罗说：“我说这话，免得你们以为我写信是要威吓你们，因为有人说他的信又沉重又厉害，其次见面。”却是气貌不扬，言语粗俗的，这等人当想，我们不在那里的时候，信上的言语如同见面的时候，行事也必定是这个样子。
I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you with my letters, for some say his letters are weighty and forceful.But in person he is unimpressive, and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present.
那么在哥林多前书第四章第九节到十三节是保罗讲的另外的一件事情。
Corinthians chapter 4, verses 9 to 13, Paul talks about another thing, another matter.
我们知道保罗是个使徒。
We know Paul is an apostle.
那么使徒在今天的教会里的是受人的尊重的。
In today's churches, apostles are well respected.By people.
可是在保罗那个时候
But in Paul's times,
基督徒对使徒的看法不同。
Christians had different views of apostles.
所以我们看看第九节到十三节，保罗对使徒是怎么样子的一个评价。
Let's take a look at verses 9 to 13.About Paul's views of apostles.
保罗说：“我想，上帝把我们使徒明明列在幕后， 好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的。我们软弱，你们倒强壮；你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处，并且劳苦亲手做工，被人咒骂我们就祝福，被人逼迫我们就忍受，被人毁谤我们就善劝。直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
For it seems to me that God has put us apostles on display at the end of the procession, like men condemned to die in the arena. We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to men. We are fools for Christ, but you are so wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honored, we are dishonored. To this very hour,We go hungry and thirsty. We are in rags. We are brutally treated. We are homeless. We work hard with our own hands. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. Up to this moment, we have become the scum of the earth, the refuse of the world.
Three.这里很明显的对我们讲，侍奉主的人在一般人的眼光里头不是什么了不起的一种职位。
So here it shows us, the passage shows us clearly that in Paul's time, apostles in the view of the people in the world amounts to nothing.
我当初要决定是不是全时间侍奉主。
Back then, when I trying to make a decision whether to serve the Lord full time.
当我读到《哥林多前书》第四章的时候
，and
我心里在想，那像这样子的话，我跑去做传道干什么呢
？And I came across First Philippians.Corinthians chapter 4, so I thought to myself, I don't want to become a person like the one described here.
教会里面的人表面上看得我们很客气。
People in the church, they seem to be very respectful to us.
事实上他们心里在想，这些人是世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
But in fact, in their hearts, they are thinking that people like God's servants are just the scum of the earth, the refuse of the world.
所以做传道，表面上人家跟你很客气。内地心里面想是，这是一群没用的人。
So, serving the Lord full time on the surface, people may show respect to you, but actually they may not respect you as what they appear to be.
这是保罗在基督徒中间的一种经历。
And this is.Or what's the experience that Paul had among Christians?
所以你假如说是在今天你还想把你的工作放下来去做传道的话，你要好好的读这一篇保罗写的文章。
So today, if you are considering quit your job and serving the Lord full time, then my advice is that First, you need to read this passage carefully and consider it carefully.
假如你无法能够这个胜过心里面的想法，胜过保罗在此地所讲的，你还是不要传道。
If you believe that you are unable to overcome your psychological hang-ups or overcome the difficulties that Paul describes here, then you better not to quit your job and serve the Lord full time.
直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽。万物中的渣滓。
Not to mention a Paul's time, even now, people are still regard us as the scum of the earth, the refuse of the world.
那么还有第三点，我们看到保罗的，就是他既然在某一件事情上明白是主的心意，他就不顾性命。去完成这个任务。
The third thing that I would like to share with you about Paul is that if he is very clear about the will of God, then he will just to do it regardless of whatever might happen to him.
在保罗第三次宣道行程里头，他一共有三次这个。到外面去宣道，神在他心里面放了一个负担，就是鼓励外邦人的教会奉献接济耶路撒冷的教会。
In Paul's third missionary journey, the Lord gave Paul a burden, that is, he should encourage churches of Gentiles churches to help financially churches in Jerusalem.
所以想想在今天，假如有人说，哎，你们要奉献，我们要把钱送到耶路撒冷去周济那些犹太人。
So an analogous situation would be today somebody.Tells you, encourage you to make offerings to help people or churches in Jerusalem, Jewish churches.
所以我们可以知道 Donald Trump 今天被人家怎么样子来这个毁谤。
So we can just see the example of Donald Trump. He is now being slandered by many people.
他觉得在美国的这些基督徒应该要收集钱来周济耶路撒冷的犹太人。
He's of the opinion that Christians in the United States should collect money to help Jewish people in Jerusalem.
那么在这个保罗那个时候他所受到的基督徒的那种待遇那种看法差不多。
So in Paul's time, the treatment he received as a Christian is not very different from our time.
他觉得我们教会也要钱，为什么我们要把这么辛辛苦苦赚来的钱要送到耶路撒冷去？
So Christians at Paul's time, upon hearing this, they thought that our church also is also in need of money. So why should we give help financially the churches in Jerusalem?
而且在当时，许多人劝他，他说你把钱送到耶路撒冷去是很不智慧的。
Also, moreover, at that time, many people are trying to persuade Paul not to do this. They said that it's full of dangers when you carry money over to Jerusalem.
你知道不知道在耶路撒冷 会有危难。
Do you know that they are dangers ahead in Jerusalem if you go there?
使徒行传二十一章十三十四节，保罗表明了他的立场。
But in Acts chapter 13,
chapter 21, 使徒行传二十一章十三十四节。
Chapter 21, verses 13 to 14, Paul stated his position.
保罗说，你们为什么这样痛哭，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。保罗既不听劝，我们便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就变了。
There, Paul said. Then Paul answered, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I'm ready not only to be bound, but to die in Jerusalem." For the name of the Lord Jesus. When he would not be dissuaded, we gave up and said, The Lord's will be done.
为了这件事，保罗受了很多基督徒甚至于传道人的批评。
Because of this, Paul suffered, was attacked, criticized by many Christians.
他们说保罗做这种事情是不合适的，因为明明圣灵警告保罗要他不要去。
They said that Paul should not have done this because the Holy Spirit clearly told Paul not to go.
我在信主不久参加了一个退休会，那里有一个很有名的一个中国的传道人就用这一件事情来指责保罗。
I once attended a retreat and the speaker who happened to be a very famous person, he used this, to attack Paul, to criticize Paul.
这个传道人说保罗虽然是使徒，但是因为他明明知道神不要他去这个耶路撒冷，他还是要去。
And this person said that although Paul was apostle, but he clearly knew that the Holy Spirit did not allow him to go, and yet he went to Jerusalem.
他说后来他自己受了苦，福音也因此而受到亏损。
And he said as a result Paul suffered himself also the preacher the gospel suffered as well.
其实我们看这个圣经里头讲的，他说圣灵只不过是给保罗一个警告，并没有拦阻他去这个耶路撒冷。
But if we read the Bible passage here carefully, we will find that the Holy Spirit only alerted Paul to potential dangers and sufferings. The Holy Spirit did not stop or prevent or forbid Paul to go to Jerusalem.
就是我们假如细细的读神的话的话，这使徒行传二十三章十一节呢，明明这个圣灵没有拦阻保罗去耶路撒冷，去这个罗马。
So if we read a Bible carefully, we will find that in Acts chapter 23, here it says the Holy Spirit does not prevent or forbid Paul from going to Jerusalem.
而且罗马书一开始很清楚的就讲神的心意是要差遣保罗去罗马。
also in the opening chapters of Romans, the book of Romans, is clearly stated that it's God's will to send Paul to Jerusalem.
使徒行传二十三章第十一节这么讲。
Acts 23:11 says,
当夜主站在保罗旁边说，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也比怎样在罗马为我做见证。
The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以想见，圣灵只是警告保罗，提醒保罗，并没有拦阻保罗到耶路撒冷去。
So, brothers and sisters, we can see from here that the Holy Spirit just gave Paul a warning about the potential dangers ahead of him, but the Holy Spirit did not forbid Paul to go to from going to Jerusalem.
所以我们可以肯定的讲，神在保罗身上的心意是要他到罗马去。
So we may say with a certainty that the Lord's will for the Paul is for him to go to Rome.
而保罗自己也立定心志要达成神的愿望。
And Paul himself also set his mind on fulfilling the will of God for him.
我们看到保罗他的心志是要奉主的命去罗马。
So his heart and his mind and his will is for Paul is that he will obey the will of the Holy Spirit and go to Rome.
这使徒行传二十一章他曾经这样子讲过。
In Acts 21,
二十一章十三节跟十四节。
Verses 13 and 14, Paul said.
他说保罗对其他的信徒讲，你们为什么这样痛哭，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。保罗既不听劝，我不便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就便了。
Then Paul answered, Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. When he would not be dissuaded,We gave up and said, "The Lord's will be done."
是保罗他讲，他在对神的使命上，就是付上了自己的生命，也是愿意的。
So according to Paul, in order to fulfill God's mission for him, he would even die for the name of Jesus Christ.
那么我们现在对保罗的这个人，假如说一个结论的话
，If we want to give a conclusion about Paul the person，
为什么保罗是这样子不顾一切的奔跑天路
？Why is that? Paul, despite all the difficulties, even risking his own life in order he's still trying to do God's will. Why is it so?
那么毫无疑问的，因为他看到了神的荣美。
So our answer is that no doubt that's because he sees God's glory.
他 看到了神给我们救恩的浩大。
He sees the greatness of the salvation that God gives us.
另外还有一个原因，就是他在哥林多前书第五九章二十七节那里所讲的。
Another reason is in First Corinthians chapter 9, verse
20, 27, 26, 23. 第九章二十七节，那你这样子讲。
Chapter 9, 20, verse 27.
他说：“我是攻克己身，叫身服我。”恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
So here, Paul says, "No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize."
所以弟兄姊妹们，主在我们身上的爱跟恩典。并不少于保罗或者任何人。
Brothers and sisters, the grace and mercy that we receive from God is no less than that received by Paul.
保罗他愿意极力的为神给他的使命去奔跑。
If Paul was willing to do all that he could to do God's will.
为什么你跟我不肯像保罗一样的为着主给我们的使命极力的去奔跑？
Why is it then that you and I are not willing run to race for the Lord, just like Paul.
主耶稣在我们身上的爱跟恩典，并不少于保罗或者任何人。
The love and grace that Jesus Christ gives us is no less than the love and mercy and grace that He gives to Paul.
为什么保罗在侍奉主的事情上都是拼命可以说在奔走。
So if Paul did all his best, did his best to serve the Lord,
为什么你跟我不肯竭力的奔跑？
Why is it then that we cannot just be like Paul in serving the Lord?
我们读保罗的侍奉的最后一个很重要的问题。
So this is a question I would like to raise with you when now we are in the last message about Paul.
神给保罗的恩典跟能力机会都不少于他给我们在保罗身上的各种的恩典。
So Paul, the grace and mercy and the ability and the love that Paul received from the Lord is just about the same as the love and mercy and the grace and ability that we received from our God.
为什么使徒保罗他愿意为着主极力奔跑，而你跟我不肯？
So why is that? So why is that Paul, for the sake of Christ, was willing to press on with his work, with God's work, whereas you and I are not willing?
是这一点值得我们去思考。
I would like you to consider this question carefully.
为什么我跟保罗不同？
Why
为了神的事情拼命去奔跑？
Why we are just not like Paul in serving the Lord.
我们同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，神爱我们，神把一切他的恩典都给了我们。
Dear Jesus Christ, dear Heavenly Father, the Bible tells us clearly that God loves us so much that God gives us all the grace and all the good things to us.
他心里面在盼望，所有一些受他恩典、爱的看顾的人，都应该像保罗这样子。去拼命奔跑侍奉。
And it is God's heart that all those who have received such a grace and salvation and good things from from God, just like Paul, should be like Paul in serving the Lord.
为什么你跟我不能像保罗那样子呢？
So why is it that you and I cannot be just like Paul, pressing on with God's work?
求主的圣灵不断地来提醒我们。
So may God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can constantly remind us of this.
但愿主的心意能够在我们身上成就。
May the Lord's will be done in me and in you.
主你祝福我们这里的弟兄姊妹。
Bless our brothers and sisters in this church.
催逼我们这些满受神恩典的人能够极力的奔走天路。
And urge us, strongly encourage us, who have received such abundant grace from you can do our best for your work.
免得我们将来见你面的时候，心里面充满了亏欠。
So that we may not meet your disapproval when we see you in the future face to face.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.